Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, March 4th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Haiti continues to move towards chaos. Christian schools look to assist partnering schools in the former Soviet Union. And a children's radio show opens the door for the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Haiti's chaos tops our news today. With the president gone, the remaining leader's scrabble for power is sending the country to the edge of anarchy. As rebels declared control of Haiti, looting and violence continued. Compassion's Edouard Lesage says they were forced to close 90% of their projects this week.
It makes it very difficult for us to hold any type of activities at this point, and mostly for security reasons, as the situation has deteriorated to the point where we do not feel safe to bring a group of children and young people together to minister to them.
Even before the crisis, the situation for Haitian children was among the worst in the world. Lesage says in spite of the turmoil plaguing Haiti, their teams remained in country. Their dedication speaks volumes.
We also have shown the love of God by basically providing for the needy. When you consider over 35,000 children who are being supported by Compassion in Haiti throughout over 150 churches in this country.
Meanwhile, you may remember Manja Tamang, a Gospel for Asia pastor in Nepal. We just received news that Pastor Tamang will be in court March 18th. His case will be heard by the full panel of judges in the Supreme Court of Nepal. He was falsely accused of murder and is now in the third year of a 20-year prison sentence. Pastor Tamang has been a testimony while in prison. Pray for his lawyer as he prepares and presents the case, and that the Lord softens the hearts of the judges so he can be released. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the wake of communism's fall, Christian schools entered the former Soviet Union. There are now 50 Christian schools where none existed before. The Association of Christian Schools International's Dan Egler returned from a trip to the Commonwealth of Independent States and the Baltic region. His purpose?
To establish some effective Christian schools in that context, but truly schools of excellence. Then secondly, to encourage some of these leaders, to unify them, to equip them. They truly are doing noble work through tremendous challenges, but they're discouraged. There's such a heavy load that they're trying to carry, and we need to come alongside them and encourage them.
Egler urges prayer as they grow with the partnering schools.
There's just many opportunities to get involved, open doors, to truly make a difference in a society that God had been stripped clean for over 70 years, and now we have a chance to shape the hearts and minds of the next generation of young people there in the former Soviet Union.
Next, a cultural practice that conflicts with biblical mandates is causing dissension among Christians in Papua New Guinea. A group of Mu believers have been accused of major cultural offenses, and that has caused conflict with the Mu'is Christians in another village. New Tribes Mission reports that the Mu'pak Church will remain dormant until restitution is made. Believers are praying that the message of the gospel will be shared in spite of the poor testimony of others. And real life and real faith are dramatized for kids through a radio show. Actors Roger and Jill Mueller play the leading roles of the Morrison parents in the CBH Ministries radio drama series Down Gilead Lane. Roger says the practical message of the gospel comes through clearly in the stories.
It's how the situations are dealt with more than whether or not things are always resolved in a happy way.
As listeners respond to the stories, the Gilead cast sees God moving to touch hearts. Mueller cites an example of one provoking story.
One of the characters, a wife of one of the people in the town, comes back after a separation in the marriage, and she's dying of cancer, it ends up. And there is no healing, but she does, because of the love of her husband and her family, come to know the Lord. And so her passing is really a promotion. But there's still pain and anguish.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.